Yeah, give me another.
I'll be fine, dude. I don't need the music.
Okay.
If you have it behind there, we're good to go.
All right. I'm recording now. Let me hear. Give me one more test.
Okay. A 1, 2, 3, 4 forks and spoons and buffoons.
All right, that's good. All right, I'll do one. Let's see. Well, then hear me, gracious sovereign, and you peers who hold yourselves, your lives, and services to this imperial throne. There is no bar to make against your highness's claim to France but this, which they produce from Pheromond, interim Salacum, Mulieris, nay, secundit nobleman, shall succeed in Salic land, the which Salic land the French unjustly gloves to be the realm of France, and Pheromond the founder of this law and English bar. Yeah, that sounds good. Let's go.
Oh, pretty good test.
Good evening and welcome to yet another episode of Just Because. I'm one of your hosts, Jason Mark, and with me as always, the very hairy, my brother from another mother, but the same grandmother, Joseph Neal.
Hello, everybody.
All right, I'm going to fade it out here. All right. So, Joe, how are you? I feel like...
I'm doing good as usual.
Good. I feel like I should make that stretch it out till it hits that, what do you call it, part.
Do you want to try it again?
No. I want to...
Okay.
I want to have my shot of whiskey and start drinking my beer and get this show on the road. How have you been, man?
Pretty good. Well, you know, the last show I was cold and sober.
Yes. That's like, isn't that two Tool tracks?
Mm-hmm.
You were like...
Yeah, actually, maybe that's the name of a Tool song. I'm not sure.
You were like a third of a Tool EP there.
Yeah. Well, this time I've decided to have my little vodka and soda.
Nice. What kind of vodka, sir?
Kettle One.
Ah, quality. I am having Templeton Rye, and I'm about
very
to drink
good.
A Kirkland Craft Brewed Pale Ale. Kirkland, Breakfast of Champions.
Cool. See, I think that we advertise companies whether we're sponsored by them or not.
Hell yeah. We are very product-oriented and thing. Sorry, it's hard for me to concentrate because I got a lot on my mind. A couple things I want to get off my chest here at the top of the show. This is show number 5,968. I'm very happy that
right.
We finally hit that mark. Joe, I need to tell you that my wife is not in the house tonight. The baby is asleep, but I have the monitor. So I hope you got some stuff in your back pocket, because if he wakes up and I need to go attend to him, I'm not hitting stop. It's you. You're going to be a solo for a while. I go... deal with
I'll
it,
just
you know.
Start spitting rhymes. Fuck it.
Dude, I'm half tempted to go wake him up myself just to hear that.
Well, maybe if the monitor's there, maybe we can have a little cameo from your son anyway.
Yeah, if he wakes up, I'll just stick the microphone next to his face. The other thing I wanted to bring up is I got a call this evening, a phone call from my cousin. He was giddy. You should have heard him. He was like a little kid on Christmas. He was so excited because apparently he's been working on this project where he's been... what is it he said? He said he can actually visually recognize the word fuck in a waveform. And it was just...
which cousin are you talking about? Because that... Yeah, that was me.
My the one who's a manager at a Taco Bell in Davenport. That one.
You know, it was me.
It was you.
And yeah, I'm kind of excited about it.
Yeah.
A little bit.
I need to find that on the box folder there, and we're gonna play that here in a little while. It's part of one of our new segments that we're gonna be calling "Arguments for Cancellation."
Right. We'll go into that a little bit later. It's just that everything has been so. What do the whippersnappers call it? They call it meta. Meta.
This is a very meta show, and the fact that we say it's meta, that's what I like about meta. If you say meta, you're automatically meta. It's meta is meta.
Yeah, well, I just think that in the spirit of self-deprecating humor, what we can do is we can constantly give real hard evidence as to why we should discontinue this program. Yes. And we should do it every time we present the program.
Every time, yeah. Well, we still haven't decided what our podcast is about, except that we think our podcast is about that we don't know what it's about. That's what it's about, but we don't know what it is. You know what I mean? No.
Right, that's kind of a, here's a new word, or is it? Is that a Seinfeldian thing?
Is it? Well, okay, so Seinfeld was a show about nothing, right? Our show is about something, and what that something is.
Yeah, we can't find what it is.
Yeah, then that's what it is. It's that we can't find what it is. It's meta. That's what it is.
Right.
Yeah.
You know, I'm gonna do myself a favor, too, because for the first time, I have notes for the show. The first two shows, I didn't have any notes. Maybe I have decent ideas this time. I don't know.
We've been probably not.
Can you hear me? By the way,
I can hear you.
Just
kind of
sitting here.
Yeah. Uh oh. The Roik song kept playing. On to the next song. Supposed to.
Oh, it did.
Yeah.
Oh, now look. We love the Roik song, but it needs to be screened because maybe there's something. Maybe they have some real crap.
Yeah, I don't know.
Who knows?
When I flipped over to the YouTube where it was playing from, it was a bunch of dudes in loincloths running around a beach. So I, watched that for a minute, then stopped. So we've been doing a lot of homework. We're getting the show on the road. We've got Joe's making notes. We have a website. We've got a Twitter. We've got an email. We're almost legit here, Joe. We got sponsors. We've always had sponsors. We've got... a segment.
I think our sponsors would be disappointed to know that we don't have any listeners, but we do have sponsors.
Yeah, we do. We've got two listeners. Well, we have one listener. There's a guy who runs a Taco Bell in Davenport, Iowa, who listens to our show 4 or 5 times a week. He's very dedicated.
Biggest fan. That's who that guy is. He's our biggest fan.
We like him a lot. You ever see? I don't know.
Or he's just horrified, by the way. He's horrified. And that's me.
Train
Meta. Meta Joe.
Meta. So our website is justbecousins.net. And when I was looking for domain names, I could have gotten justbecousins.space for $1.99. I could have gotten something else. I can't remember all of them, but there were some cheap ones. JustBecousins.com was not available. It's owned by GoDaddy, and GoDaddy usually sells domain names for around $1,200 a piece. So I said,
"Wait. It's owned by GoDaddy."
Yeah, GoDaddy owns JustBecousins.com, and they just parked it. Somebody will come along and buy it from them. Probably when we get famous, they decide to copy us. But JustBecousins.net seemed to be appropriate. Oh, .org was $8, and .net was $12. And I figured, you know what? I'm spending a little cash. I'm proud of what we did here. So I bought JustBecousins.net.
We spared no expense.
No expense. And we have a Twitter, Joe. We're at JustBecousins. We got that one. Didn't have to buy it.
Hey, no kidding.
Yeah. And we've tweeted twice already. We are a two-tweet team here.
A two-tweet team? Mm-hmm. Damn. All right. Well, I don't know. JustBecousins.com, I was like, oh, man, is that like an incest site or something?
Gosh. Probably. I hope so.
But no, it's just GoDaddy.
It's just GoDaddy, which sounds incestuous.
That doesn't sound right either,
GoDaddy. GoDaddy. That's gross. We've got an email, justbecousinspodcast@gmail. No dot. Sorry, let me start over. JustBecousinsPodcast@gmail.com. JustBecousins@gmail was taken. Probably by those GoDaddy fucks.
Yeah. Anyway, let me make it clear. This podcast is not about incest in any way. Right,
no,
Jason?
That's correct.
Sex bits.
We are related, but we're not that related. Wait, no, we are that related. We're so related.
We're so related that sex was clearly involved, but just not between you and me.
That's right,
Jason?
It was
Please
involved.
Tell me.
No, it was not you and me. It was Jack and Penny. Those aren't their real names.
Of course not. We don't do that here. But I know who you're referring to.
Yeah.
Those are people that had sex, and if they didn't, we wouldn't exist, and now we wouldn't be cousins.
That's right.
Just be cousins.
Just be cousins. So, yeah, we've got an internet site. We've got a Twitter. We've got... an email that I'll probably never check. So let me ask you this question, Joe. Why the fuck are you not on Twitter?
I'm going to answer that question with a question, which is how does Twitter work, and why is it important? I know that every other word that you type, and like, and look, I don't want to give anything away here, but I understand that you are an author. You have stuff on Amazon.
Yep.
You don't want it to be connected to this, and that's fine. I get
it.
You're just being careful. But anyway, you are an author, and then when you type me stuff, sometimes I think even when you're texting me shit, half of the words have hashtag in front of it, and I have a feeling that's some sort of endemic problem of tweetering.
Yeah, it's unnecessary.
Am I using the right terminology? Because I look,
yep.
Tweeting, tweetering,
Twittering.
Twitter.
Yeah, it is a necessary component of being a crotchety old man to make fun of the terminology that the kids use when they're doing their millennial things like tweetering and hashtagifying and all that crap. So you've got that nailed. But here's why you need to get on Twitter, because the president is on Twitter, and if it's good enough for the president, god damn it, Joe, it's good enough for my father's mother's other son's son. That's you.
Oh, did you get that right? Mm-hmm. Oh, yeah. that was correct. Okay. Anyway, maybe I'll give it a try.
Let's try it. I don't know if you
sold it to me yet. Why don't you try to sell it to me a little bit more? Why? Come on. Why am I going to enjoy it?
Okay, so
why should I hashtag every fucking word? Why?
Okay. All right. I read your Facebook posts, and while they're often longer than Twitter would allow, that's fine. You can edit. I know that you got things to say, and Twitter is a place to say them. And it's not just going to go to your select group of friends who are all probably, smoking marijuana and don't know. I mean, I'm sure amongst your friends, Joe, correct me if I'm wrong, you're probably the brain, right? You're the smart guy. You're the one that they're like, well, Joe's got a degree. But Twitter, you can like say this shit to the world. And the reason why you use the hashtags is so people know that you're a pretentious fuck. Because there's nothing worth listening to that doesn't come out of the mouth of a pretentious fuck. I have a degree in pretentious fuckery. I have a pretentious fuckery degree. So I know what I'm talking about.
Wow. Is that an associate's, a bachelor's? Or you have master's? Or are you working on your dissertation in fuckery? Or pretentious fuckery? Sorry.
It is. It's actually an MS, if we're going to be making
look,
shit
that's up. That's more prestigious than an MA, so I'm impressed already. But I don't know. Look, you seemed shocked. Like, wait, Joe's not on Twitter. You think that I'm gonna benefit somehow, or like you think more people will just listen to my incessant?
No, no one's gonna listen to you. No one listens to this show. No one's gonna follow you on Twitter. That's not the point. The point is just another place. Look, Joe, you need to get on Twitter and Tumblr and Pinterest and create fake Facebook accounts. You need to start a podcast using a fake name, and no one will pay any attention, but it's just another opportunity to open up your gap. Open up your gop. Open up your trap.
I'm tired of opening up my gap, but everything else you said, I'm a couple steps ahead of you. I've already started a podcast.
Yeah.
But let me be clear. That's my real name, okay? Joseph Neal. On previous podcasts, I know that we're well over 5,000 now, and I've mentioned it several times that Let me state this clearly. I'm not trying to hide my identity. I am a Taco Bell manager in Davenport, Iowa.
Yes.
Now, if you listen to previous podcasts, I made a couple mistakes. I said Davenport, Idaho. See, I fucked it up again. It's Iowa.
Iowa.
Tell me about. Remember, I also mentioned in a previous podcast that I know nothing about geography, and I'm standing in this state right now.
Yes, you are.
It is Iowa.
Yes.
Thank you. Davenport, Iowa.
That's where you are.
Yeah, and there's over 400,000 people in this town, and I had mentioned before that it's a small town. That's not really small. It's
bigger than Wichita, Kansas.
It's technically it's a city.
Mm-hmm.
Technically it's a city. And any of you out there, yes, I'm the manager of the third best Taco Bell in Davenport.
That's right.
And if you look, I think anyone, and you too, Jason, would be interested to look up Davenport, Iowa, and see how many Taco Bells there are.
Yeah.
Now, if you ever want to just come face to face with me and say hi, check out those Taco Bells, because there are four of them. There are four of them, Jason. Take your pick. If you really want to just have a conversation with me, then you need to go through the drive-thru and order whatever you want. We've got all sorts of stuff. And just order something and be like, are you Joe? Are you Joseph Neal?
You know, Joe, what I'd like to suggest, what I'd like to encourage is that I want the kind of subscriber who has a scientific kind of mind, somebody who applies science to the rigors of life. And here's what I would like them to do. If they want to meet the Joseph Neal, not just a Joseph Neal, but the Joseph Neal, I want them to go to Davenport. I want them to go to all of the Taco Bells one by one and buy whatever, a taco, a chalupa, a gordita supreme, and then decide which one of those was the third best. Go back to the Taco Bell where that came from and say, yo, I want to speak to Mr. Neal. And I think that's the kind of.
And you
of
have to say yo and mister.
Yeah.
You can't say hello and mister. No. That won't work.
No.
I need a little more fucking panache.
A little panache. That's a very panache thing.
Yeah, it's panache.
That's a panache thing. If you look up dictionary and the panache, I mean the other way around. Jesus Christ, this Templeton is really hitting me. If you look up panache in the dictionary, it says of or like pursuant to pronouncing things in the manner of yo and mista.
Well,
here's the problem with not drinking
all
week, except on Thursday nights. It just messes up my diction. The Shakespeare at the beginning of the show notwithstanding.
I'm loving it, and damn, you know. The test, God, what I said was just so ridiculous compared to what you said. I was like, he's testing right now? He's testing. This is what he does.
Yeah.
This is what he does when he tests.
I practiced that little little monologue from Henry V for like 15 years for today's podcast.
Wow. Today,
Groundhog's Day. Yep.
Wait. Is it?
Isn't it? Or is it? I don't know.
Well, I just don't know when Groundhog's Day is, and it hits me like a slap in the face that I don't give a shit about when Groundhog's Day is or what it means. But that's kind of how I felt about Twitter, too. So why don't you sell me on Groundhog's Day, sir?
Okay, so here's my theory. Not theory, but my want. My want with an A, not an O. I am want to want this. Vocabulary brought to you by Larco.
I want you to want this.
I do want this.
Was a cheap trick. I'm sorry.
I love Cheap Trick. They're on my running iPod. Dream Police are. I'm going out of my head. Listen, I don't think it should be Groundhog's Day. I think it should be Beaver Day, and I think that it should be like championed by every lascivious pervert in the country, and they should just it should be Pervert's Day. It should be the one day of the year when stupid perverts who can just make the raunchiest joke at anything their day to shine, and like, it's Beaver Day, hey, let me see your beaver and all this stuff, and then like, oh, I saw its shadow, now I have to go back inside my hole for 6 weeks or whatever. Groundhog, what the fuck's a groundhog? It should be Beaver Day, and I'm gonna start a petition, and I'm gonna go on Twitter, and I'm gonna do a Twitter
and this day is Beaver Day?
I think that's today should not Groundhog Day or Groundhog's Day or what the fuck day, Weasel Day. I don't know. It should be Beaver Day. That's my thought. That's my want. Content.
Yeah. Well, look, you know, I think beaver's important to all of us. I don't care who you are, because we all came from the same place.
That's right. A beaver.
So And but today, see, if it's Beaver Day today, that means we have to keep talking about Beaver. And I'm gonna have to come up with a bunch of weird Beaver jokes. And just give me a break. Can we pick a different day for, so we, I can prepare?
Okay.
And then
so.
the show when it is actually Beaver Day, I can like come up with a like maybe some quality, like a collection, a combination, a series of vagina jokes that might actually, you know, pay homage to Beaver Day. Today, I'm not prepared, and you brought it up. Like, I would rather it be Groundhog Day.
Okay, you know what? You're going to get your wish. Today is Groundhog Day.
Wait, is it really for real?
I think it is. I could look it up. I'll just real quick.
When well, look, I was, you know what? For the first time, we had notes for the show, and I looked at it, and I'm like, and that's what you said in the notes. You're like, is it Groundhog's Day? And I found myself, I said, is it? And guess what I didn't do? I didn't look on a calendar. I didn't Google it, which is what I could have done. Mm-hmm. I just said, huh, okay, Jason's going to talk about that. And here we are.
Here we are.
Oh, my God, this is inane. This is.
It is indeed. I just Googled it. I Googled, when is Groundhog Day 2017? There are 11 million results, and it's today, Thursday, February 2nd, is Groundhog Day. And okay. I might as well just report on what Punk Satani Phil saw. Let's just click on this little link here, and he did see his shadow. So 6 more weeks of winter. Fuck.
Okay, 6 more weeks. Okay. Well, I was just wondering if my hog emerged from its fly and it saw its shadow, would that mean that there's 6 more inches of penis?
Oh man, see you're a natural.
Sorry, that was probably really loud. How are the levels?
That was actually, it's funny because I'm mesmerized by watching the levels on the recording as they go by. And yes, that maxed out the top and bottom there. So,
Damn. Okay. I hope maybe there's not any. Is there distortion in that case?
I don't know. Maybe. You'll find
I didn't know how else to make that joke funny. So I just like straight up hey-o'd.
Hey-o is sort of like a fix-all. Like you're going down a pathway and you realize this is not going anywhere. You just hey-o at the end. It's like you're embarrassed. You're like, hey, you got some nice shoes. I'd like to put them in my pants and dance like a hey-o.
Yeah. Well, yeah. It's like we just explained Andrew Dice Clay pretty much. Because if I had a you know what, later on, if I have a failed joke at the end of the joke, I'm just going to say, no. And nobody will see it, but then I will also reach around my head and take a puff of my cigarette, like, around my head. But nobody will see that, but it'll make me feel better about the joke, and that's the only important thing.
Yeah. Having done stand-up comedy, I can assure you that the only thing that matters is if the comedian feels good about what he or she said. It doesn't matter if you get a laugh, it doesn't matter if it's funny, it doesn't matter if when they kick you out they give you your stuff back or not. All that matters is if you feel good about the joke. Joe, if doing the Andrew Dice Clay reach around makes you feel good, God damn it, you do that reach around.
That entire thing, you ended it with reach around, and I guess with my sense of humor is so juvenile that all you had to say was reach around, and I was like Beavis and Butthead, and I was like reach around. Anyway, no, hey-o. The whole joke was good, Jason. I'm sorry. I didn't mean undercut your comedy genius. But yep, let me say that again. I have a really hard time sometimes, not all the times, not all the time. See, this is grammatically correct.
Yeah.
When are you sarcastic and when are you not? Because when you just told this whole story about stand-up comedians and the only thing that matters is if you're just feeling comfortable and you're finding yourself funny, mm-hmm. I don't know if I bought that. Was that just all facetious? Like, what if you're bombing? How do you really feel about that?
Doesn't matter. Look, I've done 8 or 9 open mics, so I consider myself something of an expert in stand-up comedy, okay? My dad does stand-up comedy. Your uncle does stand-up comedy, okay?
My
son's grandfather does stand-up comedy. So mm-hmm. I know a little thing or two about stand-up comedy, and I've said the word stand-up comedy now so many times that, one, I think it's a word, not a phrase. Two, I forgot what I was talking about. But my point is this. Nothing matters, Joe. Nothing fucking matters. And so, if nothing matters, then anything that you say matters. And if what you say matters is feeling good about a stupid joke, then that's what matters.
Well, I was trying to kind of lean on your expertise as a stand-up comedian. I'm, you know, and then I was thinking about my own expertise, and I'm like, oh man, what is that? Like, it's, I try to coach millennials up on the proper meat to cheese ratio of a Mexi melt, and then I'm like, whoa. And then I also I want the volume levels of the intercom at the drive-thru to be correct. All these expertise don't seem to help me out at all. And then you made me feel good about the, you know, I'm a stand-up comedian. Listen to what I have to say about it.
Well, it's kind of like what I was talking about with the Twitter, right? It doesn't really matter if anybody's listening to you. It just matters if you feel good. I mean, just do it because you like it. You go up to one of your millennials there, and you say to him or her, you say, I want you to feel good about this taco. And they chuckle because that's kind of lascivious. And then you guys get past it and you move on. And then you say, no, really, I want you to feel good about this. They say, well, what if I make one that I feel really good about and I give it to somebody and they get sick and die and you fire me? And your response to that should be, and I think it would be, is like, look, then clearly your feeling good about this taco led you on to something better because you don't belong here. You belong out there, son or daughter. Wait, you know, people say daughter? They say son, but they don't say daughter, do they? Looking.
No.
Kid. You don't belong at Taco Bell if you feel good about a taco and it kills a man. You belong somewhere else, and I'm glad you found that path. That's knowledge.
Well, right, sometimes when I'm standing outside of the Taco Bell that I manage and I'm staring at the sunset, pondering life and, you know, just the mystery of it all, I know that there are some kids right there, they're working with me every day, and they just have a lot more potential than the fucking beef and bean and cheese and sour cream supreme burrito that they're making for some asshole. Like, the potential is being squandered.
Yeah.
Anyway, we need to change the subject. This is like, I almost started crying.
Okay, well, listen, I think you've actually introduced something. We do need to bring in our sponsor here. You mentioned hanging out in the back of your Taco Bell watching the sunset, and that actually plays into the copy that Larco sent to me for today's ads. So let me just read this here real quick, and that'll be our
You want me to pass you the copy? I have it right here.
Yeah, could you do that for me?
Here you go. Here it is.
I'm reaching for it here. Did you pass it to me yet?
Yeah. Here it is. Here, let me shake it in your face.
Okay.
Here it is. Read this. Here we go. Oh, see, we have no sound effect. Engineer, where's our fucking engineer?
Do you hear this sound effect? This is the copy. I'm waving it.
Okay. Yeah, good job, everyone.
Okay, yeah. Right. This is a quality podcast. 5,000 fucking episodes.
Okay, hey, we're going to try this one more time. Hey, I've got this copy here, Jason. It's here. Why don't you read this?
Okay. Thanks. I got it.
Yeah, no problem.
So what do you love, Joe? Now, let me guess. You love the way the Davenport sky smells after a sweet summer rain, am I right? Standing out behind your Taco Bell, smoking a cigarillo, those gentle aromas wafting out of the grease pit, the starch on the collar of your manager's jersey, the refried beans caked on your shoes, am I right? Sure I am. You're a nature lover, Joe. But sometimes you don't have access to your favorite smells. For some people, cooped up in a cramped office all day, writing bad copy for a legally questionable manufacturing conglomerate, all they get to smell is reprocessed air. What they need is something that will fill the atmosphere with the smells they love. I'm talking about Vietnam vets, Joe. I'm talking about men who love the smell of napalm in the morning. Introducing Napalm in the Morning Scented Candles by Larco. Napalm in the Morning Scented Candles are the only candles that take you back to those happier times when a man was a man and a leafy glade was nothing more than a target ripe for some Agent Orange. Put one of our candles on your desk or on the bedside table or even on that little altar in the shed in your backyard where you worship an old cracked photo of Robert Duvall. You see, smell can be a very powerful component of psychological well-being, Joe. It's one of the only senses that has no filter. You can't tune out a bad smell by sticking your fingers in your ears, closing your eyes, and pretending you're on a deserted island surrounded by lazy sea turtles. I read that in a book once. You can only buy Napalm in the Morning Scented Candles online, and if you use our code at checkout, JBC, in addition to three fat little candles, you'll receive, absolutely free, three easy light wicks, just pay a small shipping and handling fee. You deserve a little R&R. Try Napalm in the Morning scented candles today.
Damn.
We thank Largo for their continued sponsorship of this, the only podcast that has, us right now.
You know what? Another quality product.
Another quality
makes
product.
It makes me look forward to... Well, it makes me want Apocalypse Now Bel Grande.
I think that's a thing. I think that could be a thing.
Let's make it a thing. That's our job at this point, right?
That would be an awesome thing. Speaking of Taco Bell, moving on to other subjects that might make you cry, what's this I hear about your regional manager saying that this podcast is bad for your career? Can you explain? You and I talked about this a bit on the phone. What the fuck, as the kids say?
How can I put this? Well, remember last time I was saying, hey, I'm in Southern California right now, and for Southern California, it's pretty cold. Now, I'm from Davenport, Iowa, where it gets fucking really cold. And but I was here and I did the podcast. I did, you know, I'm here for you. Uh-huh. I had my equipment, I'm ready to go. Now, I was sent here by my regional Taco Bell manager, who is a man that I consider my mentor, really. I mean, I'm college educated. Listen, I'm going to sigh as I say this. I'm college educated, and I've really done well for myself because I'm a Taco Bell manager. Now, the guy that tells me what to do is my regional manager, and he did me a favor and he put me on a plane down to Southern California, and I got to go to a conference with many, 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 many other managers of many, 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 many other Taco Bells from the same amount of many's cities, and actually really all over the world. I didn't realize that I met a Taco Bell manager from Tokyo.
Wow.
Because that exists. And it made me feel really worldly. And I was talking to my regional manager, and I'm like, oh, thanks a lot for sending me out here, and it's good to have a little break from Davenport. And then I said, you know, I want to tell you, I've got hobbies. It's not just all Taco Bell. And he was like, oh, that's interesting, Joe. What's up with that? And I was like, well, I do a podcast with my cousin, and he's like, oh, so is it about Taco Bell? And I'm like, well, you'd be surprised. We talk about Taco Bell a lot. and he was like, that's great, you know what, get the word out there. And in my mind I was like, the word's already out there, like the word is pandemic at this point. It's Taco Bell. It's we're unstoppable here.
Yeah,
I can be proud of that as an employee of Taco Bell. It's no stopping it. It's never gonna end.
Nope.
But anyway, he was like, yeah, so that's great, you guys are talking about Taco Bell. So tell me more about your podcast. And I was like, well, I'm going to come back to, well, we need to explain that. But anyway, I said, well, yes, but let me tell you a little bit more about it. There's a lot of, well, there's been several titty jokes. There's at any opportunity that we have, there's dick jokes. I'm waiting. I'm preparing for fart jokes. We're like, we're ready to go. And he was like, whoa, 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 whoa. What do you mean? So you're talking about Taco Bell, and then it's tit jokes, and then it's dick jokes. That's not good. And I was like, well, I think so. People like titty jokes and dick jokes, dicks and balls jokes. And he was like, no, look, your career as a Taco Bell manager is important. And what if people catch on to this podcast and they start listening to it and they figure out who you are? Joe Neal, manager of the third best Taco Bell in Davenport, fucking Iowa. Mm-hmm. This is going to put a tarnish. It will tarnish the name of Taco Bell. and this will not stand. What are you doing?
Did he say, this will not stand?
He's pretty well-spoken sometimes, if you consider that well-spoken.
I do.
For Taco Bell regional manager, I thought it was eloquent, honestly.
I've met the man. He's eloquent. Please continue.
Yeah, well, anyway. So he had some concerns, and I said, well, we're doing our best to keep it obscure, and we have no listeners. As far as I understand, we're on Twitter, we have a website, we have an email, and there's been more interest in a turd in my yard than I'm looking at right now. Mm-hmm. I'm looking at a turd right now in my yard. Yep. There's been more interest in that turd than there has been in my show. And I tried to let him know, you have nothing to worry about, because that's no interest at all, sir.
Yeah.
No interest at all.
Were you flattered at all by the notion that he was putting forward that this would somehow catch on, that somehow we would, okay, a couple things. We have a website, right? And I put pictures of us on that website. And what was very interesting, I didn't even know this, but you look a lot like that guy on that other show. The picture that I have of you, you look like that guy. What's his name, that guy? The guy you look like?
I've gotten that many times. His name's Dawson. It's another show. I wouldn't even want to bring that show up. But now I'm worried about, anonymity. And
well, all I'm saying is, it's fascinating to me that you look a lot like that guy. A lot of people say that I look like Russell Brand's father.
Yeah?
Yeah. A lot of people say I look like Russell Brand's father. I've never met the man. I never met Russell Brand. I never met his ex-wife. I'm not going to say who that is. Listen to last show. You'll figure it out. The point is this. Insofar as we are ever going to be famous, the most famous we're ever going to be, as a result of this podcast or anything else that we do, will be somebody saying, hey, you kind of look like that guy. Can I get a Gordita Supreme, please? That's it. That is where we're going to peak. Right there. Boom.
Well, look, I've got some silver lining here. And I've got some silver lining, and that is when the general manager said, hey, look, what if this takes off? Like, you're gonna give us a bad name. To me, that meant he might think I'm actually funny. Like, people might actually or that the podcast is interesting. Like, somehow maybe he thinks that we're interesting, or else he wouldn't be worried at all, right? So, cool.
That's a good point.
Yeah. He has faith in me. That's why he hired me as the manager of that Taco Bell that we all love so much.
I have not told my regional manager about this show, not for any reason other than I just haven't talked to him since we started, and I plan on doing it. A lot of people don't know this. I forgot to put it on the website. I will. My profession is I wash car washes. There's no way that you're going to get any car washing business if your car wash is dirty. I wash car washes. That's my job.
Well, you think those assholes that are washing their car are going to take a few extra minutes to actually wash the car wash? Somebody's got to do this shit.
Yeah, that's what I do. And I wash 13% of the car washes in Seattle, Texas, and I have a regional manager as well. And I haven't spoken to him about this yet, but I'm inclined to think that he may have the same questions that your regional manager had, and that he may
You're not going to let him listen to it, are you? Like, honestly.
Let him?
Seriously. Legitimately. Seriously.
I see what you're doing there. I, inside joke. I don't see why not. Is your regional manager going to listen to this podcast?
No, I kind of, after the conversation I had with him, I was like, I think I'm going to keep this close to the vest. I think it might freak him out, honestly, which bums me out. The man's my mentor, you know?
Yeah. No, you got to – I'm not here to tell you what to do with your life, Joe. Tell you what, I am actually here to tell you what to do with your life. Let's move into the apology segment of the show. And after we listen to that together, let's then decide if we're going to give the URL or the RSS feed for this podcast to our regional managers. Let's do that. What do you think?
Okay.
Yeah?
Yeah. So, looking at the notes here. Can I kind of pitch my idea here?
You can, as soon as the plane that's flying over your fucking head leaves. God damn it! What is
that? Oh God damn it! I'm sorry. I like to sit outside when I record.
There's nothing.
Hold on a second.
It's totally fine. We'll fix it. Oh, is it?
I'm a real pro, man.
You are.
Did you hear the sirens last time? I did.
Yeah,
I thought that kind of added something, but the plane is just irritating.
Hey, what are you going to do? Devonport, Iowa is a busy airspace. The dog barking earlier was even better. Do you have a dog?
No. And remember I was talking about a turd earlier in my yard?
Yeah.
That didn't come from my dogs. I have problems.
Yeah, okay. Well,
now, if you have a dog and the dog lays a turd in your yard, then you pick it up and that's fine. And I should pick that turd up too, but
why is that? You said you don't.
They
have
just
a dog.
Keep showing up. I'm getting demoralized.
Wait a minute. You don't have a dog.
I don't have a dog.
But you have dog turds.
Yes, and you heard a dog barking earlier, right? Put the pieces together.
Okay, so if so far. I'm flunking CSI school because to me it sounds. I mean, I'm jumping to some conclusions here, but it sounds like you got shitty neighbors, no pun intended. And it sounds like if I was in Davenport, Iowa, and I had a few more of these Kirkland Pale Ales, somebody would be eating a shit sandwich, and I would be going to jail.
Well, if you want a shit sandwich, you know where to go.
I don't
and,
want one. I want.
If you don't
one
know where to go,
neighbors.
Then listen to previous podcasts.
Okay, look, I'm going down a cynical, angry rabbit hole, and I shouldn't do that because we're going to listen now to something delightful and beautiful that you have done. So why don't you set this up, and hopefully I can get it to play here. What are we going to hear here?
I know that I seem a little discouraged, but I'm not. I'm doing okay. Yeah, I haven't picked up this turd that was laid in my yard by somebody else's dog. It's not because I'm demoralized. I'm good. I'm just a little lazy. Had a long day at work. Don't want to pick up turd yet. My spirits are high, but I think that as I listen to our podcasts, which have been now well over 5,000 podcasts, every single time I listen to a podcast that we've done, I realize that maybe we should just cancel this whole thing. We should discontinue the whole thing. So.
No.
What I've decided is I'm going to have arguments for cancellation every time. And it's going to take a little work because what I'm going to do is I'm going to compile evidence as to why we should be canceled. And I've done it this time. And, you know, I think it'll be worthwhile for everybody to hear. Now, my argument for cancellation this time and you know, bear with me here, is that there's the word fuck has been spoken too many times on our show. Now,
what?
My evidence. Say again?
What? What did you say?
I said the word fuck has been spoken too many times on our show.
Okay, let me see if I got this straight. What? Say that one more time.
The word fuck has been said many, many times on our show. And I blame myself. Really.
I don't agree.
Look, you join in too, but I'm going to take responsibility for this because most of the fucks are mine. And
Joe,
you know,
I'm casting my mind back over the last 5,000 episodes. And I'm trying to remember all the fucks, and I got to be fucking honest with you. I don't remember that many. I'm going to need some. Well, you said you had evidence. I don't.
Well,
three or four?
I
three
do.
Or four?
I,
four or five, maybe? Fucks? Total?
At least. At least. And, you know, some people are like, oh, you know, no fucks given. Well, you know what? I just compiled the fucks from the last two episodes.
Seriously?
And there are plenty of fucks given. In fact, I want to. I submit to you, sir, that some fucks need to be taken away from the show. And maybe moving forward, I can be a little more creative when it comes to my speech. I've probably said fuck 20 times in this show.
No.
But just to give you a taste, and again, this is arguments for cancellation.
Yeah.
I would like for you to play my compiled evidence as to why we should be canceled.
Okay.
Due to too many fucks. This is just the last two shows. Here we go.
Okay.
You fuck.
Fucking great. What is this? Fucking horseshit. And I'm fucking tired.
Yeah.
And fuck everybody else. I was like, fuck you. Well, I shall hate that fucking song, too. Because those dudes hated each other's fucking guts.
Exactly. You fuck, you fuck, you fuck.
What the fuck is your problem?
Fucking fuck.
The fuck, the fuck.
The fuck.
Fucking, to fucking go to jail. Fucking. It'll fucking make a cheeseburger into your hand. Fucking lie. Fucking. Fucking eat my shoe. Fucking brilliant. Fucking, I have a fucking problem. Hit me in the fucking face like a shovel. We're gonna fuck you. We're gonna fuck you until you scream in pain. Fucking take it. Rape!
Oh my god.
Jason. Look, this is a bomb.
Oh, fucking A.
Jason. This is supposed to be why we cancel the show. Okay? So, wait, I want to try it one more time, but please turn the, I don't think the listening audience could really hear, because, you know, we do need to turn that, the guitar music off and okay. Really listen to it again. And now right. Realize, this is a lack of creativity on my part.
Yeah.
Like, why do I have to use that word over and over again? Is that the only way I can be funny?
You fuck.
Here,
you
just
fuck,
listen to it. Fuck. Listen one more time. Fucking great. What the fuck is this? Fucking horseshit. And I'm fucking tired.
Yeah.
And fuck everybody else. I was like, fuck you. Well, I shall hate that fucking song, too. Because those dudes hated each other's fucking guts.
Exactly. You fuck. You fuck. You fuck.
What the fuck is your problem?
Fucking fuck.
Fuck.
The fuck?
Fucking, to fucking go to jail. Fucking. It'll fucking make a cheeseburger into your hand. Fucking lie. Fucking eat my shoe. Fucking brilliant. Fucking, I have a fucking problem. Hit me in the fucking face like a shovel. We're gonna fuck you. We're gonna fuck you until you scream in pain. Fucking take it. Rape!
Oh, Jesus. It's bad at second time. Did we really? I mean, at what point did we say make your hand into a fucking hamburger? Joe, seriously, why the fuck do we think we can do this? Why are
Jason,
we?
Jason, you don't remember now. See, here's the beautiful thing. Those things taken out of context are completely absurd.
You know what I'm
like
gonna
they
do?
make no sense at all. Which, you know, again, this is my argument. This needs to fucking stop.
It does. It does. This is our last episode. Ladies and gentlemen, I want to thank you for sticking with us through all of these episodes. These have been probably the best 3 weeks of my life. But Just Be Cousins is no more. We are going to end the podcast right fucking now. Because clearly we have no fucking idea what we're doing. Jesus Christ, that was awesome. Oh, man. You sure you don't want to play that for the regional manager? Because I'm playing it for my RM.
Now, tonight. Wait. Did you not listen to that? I sent that to you so you could kind of, you know, review it and really understand. I mean,
this was the first two times I heard
problem.
It.
It's a problem, Jason. It really is.
It is.
And by the way, if you're curious, what do you mean? Now, I was talking about the fat bit and how, you know, the fat bit eventually when we're in, you know, the year 2518 will make a hamburger appear in your hand.
Yes.
And I almost just, I isolated that one fuck from that phrase, but I was like, what if I just added that in because it's just so weird. And I figure, you know, it's even better evidence. Like what the hell are they talking about? You know what I mean?
Oh, man.
It needs to be stopped.
Yeah, we are clearly not meant to do this. This is such a train wreck. That was brilliant. So can you do that every week or every other week or so?
Well, my plan is, and this is the thing. I didn't think by this show that I would be able to have a montage at all. I thought I would just have to, you know, get up on the podium and just plead my case.
Yeah.
But I found some software that was where I was able to cobble together. Oh, and by the way, you'll be happy to know that that's only about 60% of the fucks that were there. in the last two episodes. I couldn't get them all. There was too many. That's how reliant I am. I probably got about 80% of your fucks and 60 of mine, but
that is the title of today's episode. 60% of the fucks. All right. Nailed it.
Okay. See, you're looking for the title as we go, right?
Yeah. That was awesome.
Well, let me tell you. I had other ideas, and that's the thing. As the episodes go by, I'm going to have so many great arguments for us to just stop it.
Yeah.
You know? And I have a couple of others, but, you know, I guess we can save those for... you know, I'm going to go in. I've got this software. I'm going to go in and I'm going to make a montage for I'm going to give you real evidence for every reason why this is preposterous.
Wow. You went robot there
and
for a second.
It needs to end.
Your voice was weird. It's back to normal now. You, for what it's worth, Joe, you don't have your work cut out for you because you have convinced me. I am looking forward to the next argument. However, I am ready to quit right now. You are too good at what you do. Way too good.
Right. You mean good enough at making these arguments to where, like, we should just hit stop and it's over now, right?
Yep, absolutely.
Okay.
Yeah.
Well, before... Dang, how long have we been going now?
About 50, 51 minutes. We got about 8-9 minutes left in us, I think.
No kidding.
Yeah.
All right. Well, so that copy that you read earlier from Larco, we always love, you know, the copy that we get from Larco, the products that we proudly, I don't know, what's the word?
Use.
Yes, we use. I wanted to say sell, but that didn't seem pretty enough. Like, you know. Well, damn it, we support them.
They support us, and we use their products. I have 13 boxes of napalm in the morning scented candles in my shed, and my neighbors love it. I don't mean love, they hate it, but I mean love, like they hate love it, like they hate it. But it's a kind of love. Hate is a kind of love, right?
Yeah, it is. Because so you know what the opposite of love is?
It's hate.
No.
No.
The opposite of love is indifference.
Oh, yeah.
Hate takes just as much energy and focus and care.
Yeah. Well, I have a lot.
Maybe
of
you don't care if you hate, but seriously. No.
Yeah.
Hate.
Well, my neighbors love / hate / put a restraining order on me over the candles, and Larco said they would send me more, but you were saying I interrupted you.
Here we go again on tangents, but I just wanted to say we do have a, you know, for having no listeners, we have a shitload of sponsors, and I'm just ready to sell some products here.
Oh, you got another ad. That's right. That's it is. We are at minute 53, which is the second ad spot. So please, Joe, take it away.
Okay. Would you want to pass me that copy?
Oh, that's right. Here you go.
We got it. Okay. Thank you. Thank you very much. So, every now and then, it's normal to feel a little insecure about your appearance, particularly the complexion of your skin. I mean, who hasn't dealt with an embarrassing blemish from time to time? Well, it's at these times that Oxy-10 Acne Cream can help. Especially you. You really need it. Do people sometimes shoot you a surprised glance and then look away? Do small children scream and run away crying when they see you? Try Oxy-10. If your friends vomit on themselves when they try to say hello to you, you may have a problem. And it can be hard to face your problem when the problem is your fucking face. Just use Oxy-10. Immediately. I insist. Listen, you're making me and everyone here physically ill with your mere presence. The zit on your nose is so astoundingly enormous and disgusting, it would make a fart noise if you tried to pop it. Oxy-10 Acne Cream. Dude, please.
I'm going to buy some right now. who makes OxyTen fart cream? I mean, zit cream. What kind of cream is it?
It's acne cream.
Sorry, the fart reference is stuck in my head now. So it's a very audio visual reference. Who makes the cream? That's not Larco, is it?
No, it's not Larco. Don't quiz me on this. I just got the copy. I mean, look, the company is Oxy, you know, OxyTen.
Oh, okay, yeah, all right. Sorry.
It's acne cream.
Acne cream. Yeah. Well, mm-hmm. So I think that one of the things that's really great about Just Because It's the podcast is that we have such a wide demographic. We've got both the older gentlemen who may have seen some military action back in the late 60s, early 70s, and we also have the younger millennial types who may be facing some dermatological challenges. And that just shows the depth and breadth of the kind of high-quality topic that you and I are covering on a week-by-week basis.
Yeah, yeah. No, you said it all.
I did.
You said more than all of it could possibly be.
That's all that I said.
Yeah.
I just got text messages from the wife. Shall I read it on air? Let's just go ahead and read
it. I don't know.
Here.
Would she be okay with that? Let's
nope,
do it. Yeah,
she would.
Do it.
She would crucify me. She wrote, still working, give me five. So close. No, that was from my cousin Joe. Let me see.
That was me.
She says, it's not that I hate you as much as I loathe your very existence. If you were to die right now, my biggest worry would be, is the baby okay? But I think he'll make it. So if you're not doing anything, .. Wow, that's brutal.
Wow, that's hardcore. Is that, does that mean you need to go, sir?
No, I got 3 minutes and 30 seconds left, before I have to go.
Well, it's, you know, I'm looking at the notes here, and again, we've never had notes before, and actually I haven't been looking at them. I don't know. But here I am. I'm looking at them now, and I'm like, yeah. Hey, wait. Shouldn't there be a – because there has been kind of naturally a disagreement.
Yeah, what's
segment.
What's our disagreement of the week going to be?
Oh, see, that's cool because the you listen to the other podcasts, and it's just you going, hey, we need to disagree, and it's me going, no, we shouldn't, and that's the only disagreement. And you know what? That joke has run its course, my friend.
That joke is sitting down at the end, eating a banana, drinking some free water, thinking, God, why do I do this? My shins hurt. Yes, it has run its course. That is terrible. I'm sorry. Yo!
No, hey-o! Now, we've beat a dead horse, we've choked a monkey, we've boiled the bunny, and we've killed the cat when
That's
it comes
right.
to that joke.
But
it says here in my notes, oh, man, I don't know if I agree with this, but it says the disagreement section should be called Divided We Stand.
No, I think it should be
Or perhaps United We Fall, and then I realized that both of those sound like really shitty Metallica albums, and we should throw those in the garbage right away.
Are those really Metallica titles? Because they should be. That's freaking awesome.
No, they're not, but doesn't it sound like that?
They do. That is so good. Divided We Stand.
Right. Now, see, here we are. Now we're like emphatically, enthusiastically, with chuckles, agreeing with each other. And
no.
The segment is supposed to be disagreement.
Okay, well,
so
let's...
just find something to disagree with me on. Just do it. Let's
okay.
do it. We don't have very much time. God
All
damn
right.
it.
Let's disagree about the Beatles.
Ah, the Beatles. Now... I think we do disagree on the Beatles. I think that they're a very, very, very good band. I remember, I didn't realize it, but I was listening to the last podcast, and you, in a very blasphemous way, were like, I don't even give a shit about the Beatles. And then you made a fair joke about...
fair joke.
No, it was a good joke, because you were shitting on Oasis by using John Lennon. I thought it was good. But anyway, you did say, I don't even like the Beatles. And I was like, oh, now... I don't want to disagree about the Beatles, because I've heard that argument and been a part of that argument so many... I would rather watch a dog's butthole open up and blow hot air into my eyes than have that argument. But what I would like to have, I would like for us to disagree about... disagreeing about having that argument.
Okay.
Because we are a meta show.
Let me see if I follow you here. You want to disagree about whether we should argue about how overrated and way to the point of my not being able to articulate it eloquently right now, unnecessary the Beatles are to musical history. That you want to not have that argument, or you do?
Here, let me start the argument that I'm talking about.
Wait, the argument that we're going to have, or the argument we're not going to have?
You know what? We'll have it some other time, but this will give you the gist. Hey, Jason, I don't think we should argue about the Beatles. And then you argue against that. You know what I'm saying?
Well, we should argue.
I'm telling you we shouldn't argue against the Beatles, and you're going to give an argument about how we should argue about the Beatles. It's a meta argument, and it's not funny. And that's the show, folks. Sorry.
Wait a minute. Okay. I know we're 35 seconds over, and Royce Cop just came on, so we have to finish. Next week, we're not going to argue about how shitty the Beatles are, or we are going to argue about how great they are. I can't remember. What are we going to do?
I'll explain it next week. You're going to get it. Everybody that's listening probably gets it, and you don't. We're going to explain it to you. I'm going to have people call in to help you understand it. No, actually, it's completely confusing. I'm sorry, Jason.
All right. We're ending on a high note. All right. Till next week, my name is Jason Mark, and you are?
I am Joseph Neal.
And we thank you for listening. Hey-o!
Oh!